What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we are going to take a trip to somewhere I haven't covered as of yet. That's right, Russia! The mask is truly worldwide. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of March. Russian man who broke a bottle over his wife's head and offlined her received 9 years in prison. Women of the world, you need to thoroughly understand this. When a man is sufficiently enraged, we can turn anything into a deadly weapon. In this case, a simple bottle. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! In St. Petersburg, the court gave 9 years in prison to a spouse who broke a bottle over his wife's head and terminated her. The Kolpinski District Court of St. Petersburg sentenced 47-year-old local resident Maxim Shuviev to 9 years in a strict regime colony for the termination of his wife. On Thursday, March 2nd, Lenti.ru was informed by the Joint Press Service of the city courts. The Russian was found guilty under Part 4 of Article 111, quote-unquote, intentional infliction of grievous bodily harm resulting in the death of the victim of the Criminal Code of the Russian Federation. The investigation and court established that on the evening of May 18th, 2022, Shuviev drank alcohol not far from the store where his wife came out with groceries. There was a conflict between the spouses, as a result of which the man broke a glass bottle over the woman's head. The victim fell onto the asphalt. Then Shuviev sat on top of her and began to beat her with his fists. That, gentlemen, is the result of a lot of pent-up rage. This dude literally went Maximov smash in more ways than one. The woman died in the hospital from a blunt head injury with a skull fracture. The defendant admitted his guilt and stated that he did not want to offline his wife. No, he just decided, you know what? Shut your damn trap. I'm having fun, having some alcohol, and you're fucking with my fun with your raggedy ass mouth. Well, here we are yet again. Another woman who decided, you know what? I'm going to run off at the mouth. And there's nothing that you can do about it. Women in the West, men over in that part of the world, they don't play. Russians, yeah, they don't play. Men over in the East, yeah, they tend to not take kindly to women running off at the mouth. And guess what, ladies? They have no problems smacking the ever-living shit out of you. It is what it is. Anyway, Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in a public street. Gotta give that a 5. Method of execution. Looks like this was a combination of the bottle of beating and the fists of fury. Gotta give this one a 20. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 5 based on some Russian fight videos that I've seen in the past and how they absolutely will not jump in to try to save the woman. Oh, no. See, they practice true equality. When it comes to women running off at the mouth and putting their hands on men, oh, they let them duke it out. And for the brutality factor, of course, up close, personal, the bottle of beating and the fists of fury, you know I'm going to give that one a 20 as well. So, Mad Maxim Shuviev gets a score of 50. Women around the world, you really think that you have this veil of protection, that just because I'm a woman, men are not going to actually, you know, knock the living hell out of me if I run up on them, especially a man that's been drinking? Oh, his chains of restraints are really off. Yeah, a drunk man has no problems knocking out a woman. Why? Hey, he's not in his right mind, but he's actually in his truthful mind. A drunk person will really let you have it. But hey, more and more women are gonna learn that the hard way, especially in this day and age, as more and more men over here in America have simply pulled out of the markets. Yeah, they're gonna let you have that true equality that you say you want, which means no more interventions, which means if you talk shit to a man and he decide to, you know, smack the living hell out of you, oh well, the only thing I need to do is call 911 if I so choose. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article if you so desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, here's your warning. The power you think you have by being a woman is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves when they find themselves in conflicts with women, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, more and more men, especially with everything that's going on now, are going to do what? They see you in trouble, they're going to walk right past you. This is the society that you've created. More and more men have simply said, you know what? Fuck it. They want equality. They're going to get it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.